Anyway, I'm going to start by reading a small passage. And behold, a man came up to him, saying, "Teacher, what good deed I must do to have eternal life?" And he said to him, "Why do you ask me about what is good? There is only one who is good. If you would enter life, keep the commandments." He said to him, "Which ones?" And Jesus said, "You shall not murder, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not steal, you shall not bear false witness, honor your father and mother, you shall love your neighbor as yourself." The young man said to him, "All these I have kept, what do I still lack?" Jesus said to him, "If you would be perfect, go, sell what you possess and give to the poor, and you will have treasures in heaven, and come follow me." When the young man heard this, he went away sorrowfully, for he had great possessions. When I first read that, I looked at myself and thought, Jesus would probably say the same thing to me. Because I thought I was good, and then he'd find something. Yeah, sure. When I read this passage, it was like looking into a mirror. Here we have a man who thinks he's good and righteous, but then finds out that he's not as good as he first thought. Before I met Jesus, I thought myself a good person. Then I read this passage and thought, what would Jesus say about me? Whilst my outwardly habits were all right, it was the things that inside that really defined me. The outside was just a farce for what was lurking inside. So when I first came to Jesus and he pointed out my flaw and flaws, I was devastated. I felt wretched on the inside. It was like I could feel my own bundle of burdens weighing me down. It was then that I knew that I had to be saved, but even still, I wasn't sure. How can I be sure that God and Jesus are real? How could I be sure that I could be forgiven for my sins? And this is the reason I believe. On January the 16th, my birthday, a truth was revealed to me, only a mere week after I had said, I'm not a bad person, but neither have I done any good. A truth so bad I feared for my life, and I cried that night, and I felt rotten to the core. I could not have possibly felt any lower than what I was then. But in so revealing this to me, I realised something amazing. God and Jesus exist, and there is a way for my sins to be cleaned. The reason why I'm so sure of this is because the series of past events couldn't possibly be a coincidence. I have lived 22 years and been going to church for the vast majority of that. I've been brought up in a Christian home and gone to Sunday schools and lads groups, and everyone I know would probably say to me, he's a good lad, never done anything wrong. Even in the work environment, it's the same. And for those of you who don't know what I'm doing, I'm a care assistant. I'm looked upon as a really nice fellow who always has the residents' interests at heart. As I'm working with the elderly, I'm familiar with death. Over the course of my nearly four years of service, there have been a number of deaths and changes. None of that really bothered me at first. I just gritted my teeth and continued with work. On Sunday the 17th, November 2013, I started to think about death and what came after, and I began to think of what people might say about me if I died. See, a common thing I noticed when the residents passed away was that everyone was repeating the same phrases again and again. This person's in a better place now. The person's with the angels. It's comforting and nice to think like that, and it gives you peace of heart. No one wishes for another to be suffering, I get that, but deep down in my heart I said to myself, what if they're not in a better place, or with the angels? And it made me think, what would people say about me if I died, and where I was going if I continued like I am doing now? The answer was clear to where I was going, and I was scared and frightened. A person who had been going to church all his life and then realised where I was going, I was going to hell. Before, all I ever did was Before, all I ever did was just do things for the sake of my sake, and the choices I made were rubbish. I never made any effort, really. Going to church and reading the Bible and praying, it was all just part and parcel of Sunday for me, and I only ever did them things just so I could tick a box and say, yeah, I've done it. It hurts. Really does hurt to tell you that. It makes me rotten inside, and I'm a bad person, and that I used to think I was righteous and good, but I'm not. So to sum up, the events that have brought me up to this point today, it's that I was brought up in a Christian home, I've worked in a care home, thinking that I was good, but I'm not. And then a great secret is revealed, and I've come to this point as I am today. There is no way that all of that just fell into place accidentally. There was someone behind it. Someone designed these series of events to happen the way they did, and to get the effect that it has done today. And it sends a cold chill up my spine knowing that God is in so much control. But it also brings me a sense of peace and comfort knowing that I can leave it in His hands. Amen.